You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of fantastic musicians, we've got Blaine Cunneen in the studio. Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's great. Yeah, no, we've been enjoying your set alongside Julia Jacklin at Laneway yesterday. That was a definite highlight for me.
Great.
You're shredding the guitar.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I love playing for Julia.
Yeah.
It's actually a real privilege to be able to play for someone who I consider one of my favourite artists. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people get to say that in their lives.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Did you have a nice day at Laneway yesterday?
Yeah, it was good. Caught up with some friends and, caught up with some great artists like, Stella and Marlon and mm-hmm. those guys were there. I know a few guys from the Rural Gang and, caught up with them. And
nice.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a good old party, Laneway, and it's not really stopping because we're talking about a fantastic gig that you're putting on tonight for
yes.
your own EP.
I am.
So what can you tell us about this, The Prizes We Demand? It's a lovely, lovely four-track EP. When did this come together? Who did you work on this with?
I actually did it mostly myself. So it kind of came together at the beginning of 2019, because we're in 2020 now.
I know. Gosh.
Yeah, it's feeling weird, isn't it? Yeah, so I mean, I kind of spent a bit of 2018 demoing the tracks, mm-hmm. and it was a funny time. I was in a jazz course at the Sydney Con, and had been suppressing my kind of love for songwriting, and
yep.
Anyway, and so then I, out of frustration, was just like, I've got to kind of do a bit of this, and
yeah.
And actually put some stuff out there. And I kind of just worked away in my room. And
mm-hmm.
And then once 2019 came around, I actually went through this crazy kind of mentalish breakdown in a way. And it was really bizarre. And so I was actually kind of had lots of time at home because mm-hmm. I was just, trying to kind of come back to normal. And then through that process I did eventually it was in kind of summer and it was really hot and mm-hmm. I was sweating and just recording these songs, and so I played all the instruments on the record.
Yeah.
My friend Tyler filled in on a track on bass just because he was over from the US, and I love his bass playing, so I was mm-hmm. like, come hang out and do that. But yeah, I kind of produced it and recorded it all, and then had my great friend Ryan Brennan, who actually did front of house for Julia yesterday. He mixed it.
Awesome.
And then had a great guy, Phil Bova, master it, who mastered Andy Schaaf's The Party. And
that's awesome.
Marlon Williams' Make Way for Love. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, so a bunch of records I loved. And yeah, so that was kind of the crew on it. Yeah.
That sounds like a very good gang as well. And also kind of silver lining to a really difficult situation is to be
sure.
able to kind of have time to make music, but maybe also use music as a way to be focusing as well. Or did you find that
yeah.
helpful? Or
totally. I mean, it was just I had always intended to do it around that time anyway, because I had I had a few months off between we were about to go on the Julia tour, where it was like a Australia, New Zealand, Europe, UK tour, so I had this kind of time off, and then got the record done, and I shot a couple of clips in that time as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was on one of the clips for the songs Feeling Kind of Fragile, where I kind of run through the streets of Sydney and then end up in like a video game kind of thing.
Cool.
And so on the bus with Julia, I was just painstakingly animating myself into these like Mario situations, and
cool.
Yeah, it was good.
How do you feel when you're playing for somebody else's band, even if it's someone that you really love, like Julia as mm-hmm. well, to playing your own music? What's the difference for you when you're doing that?
Oh, insecurity.
Fair enough.
No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm a freelance musician as a living, so I mm-hmm. play for a lot of different people, particularly around Sydney, and do all sorts of stuff. But I think often when I'm behind, as a side person, I'm, playing guitar and, generally singing some backing vocals and things like that. And it's just not all eyes on me, but then when I'm up front, I have to do it. And
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like I'm the one who has to make the banter. I'm the one who's connecting with people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I kind of love. I'm a bit of a, larrikin on stage, kind of a just a simple-worded smartass, really.
That's the best way to be, really.
Yeah, but I think that's the big difference, is just kind of, after shows with Julie, you know, you got people running after her and saying, you know, all this, and I'm kind of just a guy, and everyone else in the band are just people who play instruments, you know, which is great.
But play instruments very well. Thanks. I mean, you can't really have a show without an amazing band, and you guys really were awesome yesterday.
Amazing songs, you know.
Yeah.
She's doing all the hard work.
Oh, nah, it's a group effort as well. So who are you playing with tonight at the Wine Cellar?
So I've got Tom Cunliffe on support, who is great. I actually met him yesterday. He's been very helpful and is very awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited to see him. You know, he's done some work with Ben Edwards, which, you know, who I'm a massive fan of. And yeah.
That's really cool. So if people want to head along tonight, it is at the Wine Cellar. I think it's only $5 as well, which is a bona fide steal there.
Hell yeah.
And you'll be performing. What time will you be on?
Oh, to be honest, I have no idea. Probably around 9 o'clock.
Whenever it feels good.
I would say doors are around 7.
Yeah.
And I'd say Tom will be on at 8 and I'll be on at around 9-ish.
Fantastic. Nice. You've brought us a record this morning.
I have.
You wanting to give that away to some lucky listener out there?
Somebody would like it, absolutely.
If you want that record, text us on 5395 with your name and your B card number and Blaine as your word there. And we're going to play one of your tracks now, Blaine. Thank you so much for coming up and chatting to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for playing a fantastic gig alongside Julia Jacklin yesterday. And I'm looking forward to tonight. It's going to be really lovely. This is Feeling Kind of Fragile from The Prizes We Demand.
Thank you.
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.